Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? And hello, party people. Sorry about that. We had a little disconnect there. So thank you for listening to the Gotham Talk podcast, where tonight we will be talking about Strike Force, Episode 2, Season 3. We're live right now, 347-637-3821. Call in. We're live right now. Sorry about that little technical hiccup, but here we are, and going to the phones right away from area code 469. Who is this?
Hey, Joe from Krypton. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, sir? How are you doing?
Pretty good,
good,
man.
Good. Thanks for hanging in there. We had a little hiccup, but we got it working. Did you watch last night's Strike Force on Gotham?
I sure did. It was pretty decent.
Yeah, right? I liked the whole strike up the band and let's get the whole A-team
strike
going.
Force?
It kind of felt like an A-team moment when they were like gearing up and on the streets.
It felt very Justice League. That's what I liked
very,
about it.
Very so.
Yep.
I love how Gordon is now in charge of the Strike Force. As well as him talking to the new chief of police. A very great introduction. Everybody that is screwing with the law is fired. How'd you like that?
Yeah, I mean, it was very, hey, you know what? You do this, you're busted. You do this, you're busted. I'm like, wow, it's about damn time.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
like
the new chief of police, captain, is Nathaniel Barnes, played by, help me out here, Joe Chiklis. What's his first name?
Oh,
Michael?
Michael Chiklis?
Yeah, Michael Chiklis, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we have a new caller from air code 432. Who is this?
Karina from Texas.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I missed last week.
Oh, I know. It was so good. But there's always ways to catch up. Did you watch last night's episode?
Yeah, this morning, actually. I woke up at 7:30 in the morning just to watch it.
Oh, wow. Pretty intense show to start your day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like watching Gotham early in the morning.
Just to wake me up.
Yeah. Who needs coffee at that point, right?
Yeah.
Give us your first gut reaction thoughts on Strike Force.
I was digging it. Well, I was digging some, or actually, just being a girl, I was digging some of the guys on the team, so.
Well, I'm sure.
Kinda.
Yeah, there's a lot of man witches on Gotham.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. We have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
Hey, Chris from Kandor.
Chris from Kandor, how's it going, sir? How's that magic bottle?
Great.
Great. All right.
Yeah.
Hope
How
you're still
you?
Brow- brown bagging it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Chris, did you watch last night's Strike Force on Gotham?
No, I didn't.
Oh, how did I know you were going to say that? But
yeah,
you know what? Thank
know.
You so much for calling. Chris, tell people how easy it is just to call in, even if you didn't see the episode.
Right? You, hey,
no,
you
tell
know
the people. What do you mean, right? I'm telling you, tell them.
I'm telling you, I'm saying, you know how to dial a number. You only call some number, so that's the same way. You call
yeah.
in and you're right here.
Awesome. And
yeah.
it's Karina, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Karina, oh, wait, you're Joe's friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for calling back. So how much did Joe pay you to call in this time? don't worry, I got lots of jokes, so I'm not going to run out anytime soon. But let's get back to the episode. I want to start really quick and on the dark side. We saw a lot of darkness with Mr. Edward Enigma, who is soon to play the Riddler. And we saw a really dark, obviously from season one, it was very dark when he was chopping up and dissolving the guy that he was trying to get rid of to get to the girl. But now that he has the girl, he has this kind of like double identity. Are we liking that? Kind of like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Are we liking that, or should it just all be in his head and we shouldn't see like two Edward Enigma?
Oh,
let's
God.
Start with you,
so
Chris. In this episode, they're showing, you know, side by side of him talking to himself. Do you think they're pushing it a little bit too much with that, or do you think it's about right?
Well, I kind of feel they do, because I don't know the Riddler, you know, being like that, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I've never seen that kind of side, so I feel like they need to get on with it and, you know, get to where he's supposed to be, or, you know, right away, because I feel like they need to do that a little bit carefully. You know, if they keep doing it, then they're going to turn him into a different character. Than
oh,
being, yeah. So, yep,
okay.
That's my opinion.
All right, let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. Your thoughts on the Edward Enigma kind of going crazy?
Go to Karina. I'll go.
All
there.
Right, Karina, your thoughts. Let's get the female perspective. Do you think they're kind of making it a little cheesy? Where oh no, he's talking to himself, like literally. we're watching that. Or should it just all be? For me, it would have been more of a mystery, more craziness if it was just voices in his head, rather than actually him
right.
turn around. And I know they're showing that. Yeah, he's really that effed up where he sees himself. Talking back to
yeah.
him. But I want to ask you, what's your opinion?
I like it. It's like showing what's going on, you know?
Right. Rather than him just talking to the wall.
Yeah, it's showing that he's slowly losing his mind or becoming a you know, the Riddler.
Yep.
So
yep.
I just think it's simpler for other people to understand what's going on than people that don't know. You know what I mean? It just makes it easier for people to understand.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Okay. Yeah, great. Thanks for your opinion. Let's go to you, Joe.
Yeah, it's different. It's not anything I'm used to seeing from Riddler. I do like that scene when he's talking to her in the kitchen and she's like, "What did you say?" And he's like, oh,
he's like, go
he
away.
He saved himself, you know, and he's like, oh, no, it's, you know, it's this thing that I have, and he completely turns it around. I thought that was kind of cool. You
yeah,
know, but it's
still
didn't
save the date.
Girl,
she walked out.
Yeah, isn't it so cliche, though, that the girl is, like, totally understands, and she's like, oh, yeah, totally, I know what you mean. You know, that's so TV show. You know what I mean?
Yep, totally hear that. Okay, so, so Edward Enigma, let's go around the room. I want to ask you, do you think we'll see the actual Riddler in this season, or do you think that we might see it in the next seasons? Let's go to you, Chris. Do you think this is the season of the Riddler?
Well, I hope we do see him because...
No,
I
no, what do you think? You do or you don't?
I do. I hope we do see him, yeah. Because if they drag it too long, then it's going to get old, you know. So.
Right? It's going to be like a Smallville thing. It's like, come on, dude, just put on the freaking cape and fly away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I hope maybe by the second you know, half of the season, maybe he's going to be maybe one of the major players or something. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go to you, Karina.
I think he is going to come out this season.
So this season is
already,
the season of the Riddler.
Yes, he's already breaking.
Yeah,
like, I just feel it like he's going to come out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like the more we see him, you know, do foul play, as we saw him do last season, we're going to get that glimpse of that Riddler. A lot of greens, if you notice, in his scenes, there's a lot of greens, so keep an eye on that. All right, let's go to you, Joe from Krypton.
Do I kind of hope that Nigma's going to become Riddler this season? Is that
your thoughts. Do you think this will be the rise of the Riddler season, or do you think they might just push it to another?
I kind of hope not, man. I understand what Chris was saying about them dragging it out too long and it gets old and tired. But, I mean, I think if you start too early with the Batman villains and Gordon starts taking care of all the villains on his own, then it kind of defeats the purpose of there even being a Batman, you know?
Exactly.
If Gordon can do it, then what do we need Batman for? And
then
I don't
why
want
Batman?
That.
Yeah,
I,
when Gordon could be like, dude, you're effing up my Stilo here.
So kind of like with Jerome, you know, the writers, they made a smart move by killing off the guy that was supposed to be the Joker. I think that was a smart move because if they had gone on with it, it would have been like, well, Joker isn't even supposed to be Joker without Batman. That's why he's the Joker, you know? So if they do that with the Riddler, they're gonna end up having to kill that guy off too for some stupid reason, and I don't want that to happen. You know, I like that character. I like the actor that's playing Edward Nygma. So I hope they do drag it out
too.
The very very last season of this of the whole series. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So the next thing I want to bring up is the confrontation between Alfred and Selina Kyle. Holy moly, what just happened?
Did I see what I thought I saw? Wow.
Did you do like a double take?
I did. I thought
whoa,
wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, Karina, I hate to say it, but I'm glad you called in. I want to hear from the female perspective. I was shocked. I was just like, no way did they just show that. A grown man hit a little girl.
Yeah.
You can take a hit, though.
Oh, she did. Oh, she did. But, I mean, I wouldn't advertise that part. She could take a hit.
She could take a hit.
Yeah.
All right. So anything else you want to touch on that, Karina? Just taking the hit?
Not really. You can just take the hit.
All right, looks like that's it. All right, let's go to you, Joe.
What's that?
Your thoughts on that scene when Alfred pretty much backhanded Selina Kyle?
Well, that came out of left field, man. I wasn't even expecting
so
that. I had to rewind that. When I saw that, I was like, you're kidding me. They're definitely pushing the bounds on this TV show. You know, they're going pretty far.
Yes.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it, but it was unexpected. I think this may kind of push her away a little bit more and it push her more into the, you know, the world of Catwoman eventually. Because this girl ain't getting no love from anybody, man. I kind of feel bad for
I mean,
her.
She's literally like a stray feral cat.
Yeah, like a stray cat, dude. Like literally a stray cat. And
get
I feel
away.
Bad for her, but, like, but yeah,
and then she just climbed up the wall like nothing.
Yeah, crazy. She can take a hit, though. She can. So...
Yeah, she definitely can, Chris, let's go to you. You just heard us talk about Alfred smacking Selina Kyle, your thoughts on just hearing that?
That is crazy. I mean, what happened?
Oh, it was like can I say this, Karina? A bitch slap. It was like, boom. But she took it.
Why did he do that? Was she about to attack Wayne or what? I mean, oh.
No, she was looking for Wayne.
Oh, okay.
And then Alfred saw her and be like, get away from her. And that's for...
Yeah.
That's for Reggie.
Wait, who did he say? What was that guy's name? Remy? Or
Reggie.
What's his name? Reggie, yeah. That's for
yep.
Reggie. Yeah.
Remember Reggie?
Season one.
Yeah, there.
Yeah.
Yep. And then she killed him with poison ivy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
What do you mean, really? You haven't seen season one?
I did.
He's just really brand new news. He's gonna go post it on Movie Pilot. Then Luna Kyle kills
there.
Reggie.
You went there. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm
so
wondering what this is gonna be.
Let's go back to the recruiting of the team, of the Strike Force team. Like I mentioned earlier, it was very like A-team, and Joe said very Justice League. I want to touch base more. How long do you think the Strike Force will last? Of course, nothing lasts forever at Gotham. So how many more episodes do you see the Strike Force still going hard? Let's go to you, Chris, from Candor.
Well, I don't know. I'm going
to All right, Karina, let's go to you.
The Strike Force?
The name of the episode.
I don't know what to say. Like, I thought they would be killed off, you know, when they first got recruited.
Yeah, I'm like, they're all still standing, except for that one girl.
Because especially when I saw that Zaz was in this episode, too. So I was like, oh, they're dead.
Oh, yeah.
No, they actually took a shot to Zaz. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they
it was crazy.
Zaz,
this episode is so crazy that, we saw Alfred and Selina Kyle, that scene. And then, B, we saw Oswald Cobblepot now in terror because Theo Gallivan has captured his mom and is
dun,
making Oswald Cobblepot more, you know, vicious as to he has to go out and do his bidding Theo Gallivan can restore Gotham to his likings. Let's go to the Penguin now. We're starting to see more Penguin. At first, he was kind of forgotten. For a while, he wasn't really doing anything. Until Theo kind of introduced him to his world and what he plans to do with his world. Let's go to you, Chris from Candor. on more Penguin.
That's good. I mean, I think about he's kind of the major. He controls the villain world.
Yeah, for some reason, the way the writers have established the Penguin, especially with season one, he's pretty much Gotham. Like, he loves this fucking city. I mean, he would do anything to be in charge of the city. So, in a way, you know, we know he's not going anywhere, especially until Batman shows up. He's going to be like that backbone that just carries this villainous, evil, greed monster that obviously Gotham spawns from. Okay, so let's go to you, Karina. Do you like the more Penguin that we're getting now that he's involved with Theo Gallivan?
I really don't know. Like, I feel the same about him throughout the whole first season and second season. I'm not really into him. Like, I was kind of helping to see less of him.
Yeah. Well, he's not going anywhere. Let's
see.
We have a new caller from air code 239. Who is this?
Matt Awakened from Florida. What's up?
Hey, Dad. How's it going, Matt?
Good.
Wow.
I was
late to the party.
Asleep.
That's not usual. That's unusual.
I thought we were going to have a podcast tonight, man. What's going on?
Yeah, well, we're talking about Strike Force. Did you watch last night's episode of Strike Force on Gotham?
Yeah, man. Oh, dude, it was amazing. Great episode. I'm sorry I missed the whole podcast. I was trying
to
fall asleep.
That's okay. You sound very well-rested, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, you do.
But yeah. I did want to know your thoughts on let's just go back a little, if we can, for Matt. Your thoughts on Selina Kyle and Alfred, that scene where he kind of backhands Selina Kyle.
I thought he was...
She took the hit. That's what everybody's saying on the podcast.
Yeah. Alfred was pretty pissed off at her. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Damn, I mean,
so
he was
pretty get out of here.
Crazy at Selina. But boy, Michael Klinkus, man, he was a bitch to everyone at the police officers and everybody. Dude, dang, he did
so good. Well, we talked about that earlier, but I just want to point out right now that this episode was directed by T.J. Scott. He directed a few episodes also in Gotham Season 1, and he's back with this one, coming back on this Season 2 for Gotham. And guess what? T.J. Scott is our guest for our next podcast.
We're trying to schedule
a time when to talk to him, but he will be calling in to the Gotham Talk podcast to discuss
a
movie he's making. It's called Death Valley Movie, so definitely check them out. They have a Twitter account. It's Death Valley MOV. Check it out. It's T.J. Scott's new movie, and he's going to come on the podcast, promote that show, and also talk about Gotham so we could pick his brain about this specific episode. So I want to ask him, how many takes was it for Alfred to smack Selina Kyle?
Slap Selina. Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah.
And then also about the whole, how we saw the double of Edward Nygma, whose creative choice was to use that and why. And I hope he doesn't get mad at me that I said I kind of liked it more in his head. But yeah, so T.J. Scott, he's going to be on our podcast. I'll tell you when. I'll tweet that. So follow us on Gotham Talk, and I'll tweet that information. So it's going to be fun to have a director from Gotham.
Yeah. That's so that's next Tuesday, right?
Either next Tuesday, or it might be like a special, you know, special day. Like it might be Thursday or Wednesday, depending on when he's free, because his movie premieres on the 20th. So
include us in the tweet when you do it, so we can all have
a stuff
that he's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we have a new caller from area code 609. Who is this?
Francesco. What's up,
there,
man?
There you go. Welcome back, sir. How's it going?
Pretty good.
All right, cool. Very lively crew here. Let's go around the room. Anything Gotham that we haven't touched base upon? Let's go now. Let's go to you, Matt.
I'd say I love the parts with the Riddler. I mean, man, it was crazy with the Riddler. He finally asked out Miss Kringle, got his dream come true. He's in love with her. I mean, boy, those parts were pretty crazy. And now that... guy who's going to be mayor, I mean, the parts with Penguin, those parts were pretty crazy. Again, why would they bring back his mom? I mean, why the hell?
I know, right? And then don't forget
mom?
The news this weekend that Paul Reubens is coming back as the Penguin's father. He played the Penguin's father in Batman 2
Batman Returns. Batman Returns.
He's coming back to Gotham to be with his son. Oswald Cobblepot. How do you guys feel about that? Let's go to you, Chris.
Hey, I'm excited. I'm thinking.
Let's go to you, Francesco.
Yeah.
I think you put us on mute or something.
I'm excited.
Okay, let's go to you, Karina.
Can't wait to see it.
What was that?
I can't wait to see it.
You can't wait to see it. Awesome. What about you, Joe?
I don't know about crossing parallel universes, man, but, yeah, it's kind of cool.
Okay. What about you, Matt?
Yeah, I think it's going to be cool because, guys, get this. I just read it today that Tom Welling from Smallville is going to cross over with Grant Gustin on The Flash.
Where'd you read that, Matt?
Here we go.
Just a page online from Facebook.
Pilot. Say movie pilot, Matt.
Movie pilot.
There you go.
Because they are opening portals from alternate realities on The Flash.
Yeah, if The Flash did it, why can't other shows?
Hey,
yeah.
Who knows?
See,
and maybe there will be an infinite crisis.
I would love to see Michael Rosenbaum come on as an alternate.
Oh, can you imagine? Bring them all. Bring them all.
Yeah,
Dean Cain.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. You got everybody. Bring them all. Margot Kidder. She's still alive. Bring her in, too.
Yeah, bring her in. Yeah, for sure.
All right, great, guys. Well, thank you guys for calling into Gotham Talk. Remember to look out for our tweets when T.J. Scott will be joining Gotham, the director of this episode, Strike Force, and also promoting his new movie, Death Valley, which opens October 20th, 2015. Go to Twitter account Death Valley MOV, all one word, and follow the latest updates from T.J. Scott's movie. All right, I want to thank you guys again. Thank you, Francesco, Karina, Joe, Matt, Chris from Cadmore.
Karina.
See you guys later. All right. Then coming up next is Smallville Talk. So we're going to talk post Comic Con news. Any
nice.
Or were any? All right. Talk to you then.
All
right. Bye.
Nice.
Jesus, let's cancel Marvel Film Talk.